Hey, 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 y'all. It's Mr. Williams.
And Brooke Hayes.
And we are here talking about Frequency 500. And for those of you listening rather than watching us, you can't tell, but we're in the same room.
We are. And it's pretty exciting. We're sitting here live together in one place.
In one place. So buckle up. That's all I got to say about that. So Brooke, we had a conversation recently about something that I think is really such a good awareness for people, and that's energy leaks.
Yes.
So talk about what you see energy leaks as. What do we mean by that?
Well, they could be small things like something on your to-do list that you keep ignoring over and over and over again. I know that in the house that we sit in right now, I would ignore the fact that this step had a problem to it. Every time I walked up the stairs, I'd think about it. Yes. So that was something my mind was captured on. It could be a little bit bigger things, like a conversation that needs to happen and it keeps not happening. Or it could be huge things like, and you know, bigness is always relevant, but it could be bigger
relative,
things.
Yeah.
Relative,
yeah.
Yes, thank you. Bigger things like something I personally went through recently, which is just kind of like trying to figure out a big decision in my life and where I wanted to go with it.
Yes, yes.
And as long as I haven't decided, I'm in waiting mode or unclarity and all that is just kind of like an energy leak within itself.
It is. You know, that reminds me of the Dr. Seuss book, Oh, The Places You'll Go.
Oh, yes.
And
the waiting
the
zone.
The waiting
yes.
place.
I was talking
where
about
people
the
are just waiting yes. and they're waiting hair to grow and the train to go, all that
don't
stuff.
Get caught in the waiting zone.
Yeah. So that's an energy leak.
Yeah. And definitely. I use Dr. Seuss's waiting zone as an example all the time because, boy, you don't want to get caught in the zone.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Because you know why? All the people are doing is
waiting. They're just waiting. That's right. So, yeah, energy leaks can also be like, I think of them kind of as distractions can be in, right? So anything that's taking you out of the place where you are, you know, focused or where you're doing your best self stuff, whatever that is, right? Distracting you from that. It's you're putting your energy somewhere that it doesn't go, that you're right. So an energy leak can be distractions too, I think.
100%. Like if I'm not really sure, is this leaking my energy or not? If I'm not real sure, I can imagine it already being done. And if it's already done or completed or finished or whatever it is, and I go and my energy goes up the roof or I get excited.
Yes.
Then I know for sure it's got to get complete. It's time to just take it off my make that decision, do that thing.
Do whatever it is. Yeah.
Because have you ever noticed how your like energy skyrockets once you've completed it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the longer it takes to complete it, it seems like the better the energy, the frequency is like, bossing!
That's right. The energy leak is not just detrimental to whatever you're trying to get done in the world. It's also, it's a detriment to your frequency level. You know, it's you said something to me recently that I thought was so smart about this. It's like your energy is in a container, right? So say you're walking through the world and you're like all about the love and you're, you know, your frequency 500 in the world, right?
Yeah.
But you have an, and so that's your container and that's its frequency level. But if you have an energy leak, if you have a big distraction, if you have the thing you're putting off or the, you know, decision that isn't getting made or the step that isn't getting fixed or whatever it is in your situation, that's an energy leak. It's like a balloon with a leak.
Well, I've seen that with myself recently in this big decision I was trying to make. And I noticed that I just wasn't, you know, when I was wrapped up in the decision or having not it matter of fact, I'd already decided.
Yeah.
But I hadn't made it happen yet.
Right.
And so what was happening though, is I was like, why aren't things moving forward? Why is my business not moving forward? Why is my relationship, all these different things not moving forward? Well, because my energy, it was leaking out because of this decision that was left unmade. And when I would put myself into when I embody it already having made, boom, boy, what would my frequency, level would be, I'd be articulate, I'd be clear, I'd be excited, I'd be freedom, I'd be all the things, a knowingness, a clarity, everything would rise to the top when I stepped into having made that decision already. And everything feels like it just was moved forward, and world felt like endless possibilities.
Right.
And that's the kind of frequency we're talking about, right? Here on Frequency 500.
So energy leaks are an interesting topic. And I think too, it's, you know, it can look different at different times in your life. It can look different, you know, this week than last week. It can look different, you know, at different phases of our lives, right?
Right.
We can have different things that are energy leak. It's not like it's always going to be the same just because you're you and I'm me, right?
Right.
It's like a thing that morphs and changes. And one of the things that we were talking about earlier is how being aware, right? The first thing to do about it is just be aware. Oh, I can tell I have an energy leak around this. I can tell this is a distraction. I can tell, you know, and having those experiences like you just described where you get something, you get an energy leak fixed and you feel so much better, then that makes you know it's worth it to do it the next time, right? When you feel that awareness of...
100%. And that reminds me of a time period when I was really embracing these energy leaks, and I could get so fine tuned with them that it was even like, because I didn't call someone back yet, I would be that in tune with my energy leaks. And so I remember specifically sitting at the Walgreens down the street in line, and I was like, okay, why do I feel this way? And I'm like, ah, I know I need to call her back and clarify something that had happened. So right there in line, I just did it and took it off my schedule. Boom, energy rate. My frequency going up, energy raised, right? And then for every time that happens, it does. It goes up, 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 up. So the first thing to do, be aware, and then close up those energy leaks, right?
Right. Do whatever it is. And just do it right then when you think about it, because adding it to your to-do list is maintaining the energy leak.
It really is.
I don't know about you, but I can ignore my to-do list like a pro.
I know. I was stuck on when you said to-do list. I was like,
What to-do list? Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah. So this is a fun topic. And I would love to know more about like why that energy, when we let that, when there is an energy leak, what's it actually doing? Like, what is it actually doing to us? And you are saying it's a distraction. It's distracting you.
Yeah, but I think that's the result. I think the piece of it, the positive side of that, if you will, the flip side of that coin, is that it is calling us to be aware of getting rid of the things that aren't serving us.
Ooh.
Right. And so that's the positive side of it. And, you know, I've been doing a lot of work lately around programs and conditioning and in our lives, and how that becomes an energy leak. When we're giving our power to a program that we got from somebody else, somebody told us you're not good at something, you know, some teacher told you you're never going to amount to anything, or you're not good at math, or whatever. That's a program somebody handed you, right? Mm-hmm. Or a parent who says, you'll love this one. A parent who says, you know, be careful. There's a lot of danger in the world, right? Things like that. So those are programs, people, that we inherit from other people. We get from other people. Conditioning, the difference is, conditioning is like Pavlov's dog, right? In the dog experiment, the dog salivates when the bell rings because it's had the experience over and over that when the bell rings, there's food. So that's conditioning. So what are we conditioned by in our life experience that says this happens, so that happens, right? Those are, when we're living from a format of that, that's conditioning that's ruling us. And both of those things are energy leaks.
Yes.
Because they are also distracting us, and they're calling our attention to things that aren't really ours. Right. You know, that program the teacher or the parent or whatever handed one of us as a kid, that was their program. It didn't have anything to do with us. And the conditioning you know, is looking at the world through a model, a filter, if you will, of that conditioned experience instead of looking at it clearly from just yourself. And so all of those are energy leaks too. And I think it's the power in plugging energy leaks and the power of becoming aware of energy leaks is then we have the opportunity to choose differently.
Oh, that's good. That was all good stuff. You know, going back to the thing you said in the very beginning, if it were something like danger, be aware of danger.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, like I have seen the conditioning, look how many times we might, or I might stop because there could be danger, and that could be showing up in my business. That could be showing up in my relationships. That could be showing up in everywhere. Right. And I'm like, why do I feel like it's dangerous to do an interview?
Right.
Oh, maybe because I'm afraid to do something. No, because someone just told you, you just heard the danger,
right,
danger.
Right,
be
right.
careful. It's dangerous.
Right. And often, you know, for me, you've heard me talk a bunch about, the experience I had as a kid that left me with the idea that it isn't safe to be too successful, right?
Yes.
And it was my father's experience.
So it wasn't even told. It was an experience.
It was an experience. I observed him have an experience of it's not safe to be too successful. And that's a whole nother story, y'all. But my point is, it was his program. It was his story that I took on. And until I cleared it, it was changing. You know, every teacher I ever had after that point in my life wrote on my report card, Lynn doesn't live up to her potential. Right? And every, like, I look back at my early adulthood and the jobs I had, and they were the safe jobs. They weren't the jobs that would put me out there and make me shine, you know, because it was safer to operate under the radar.
Right.
Right.
And, you know, that could have even been energetically. Like, let's say you are so young. In your case, it was a little different, but let's just say you are so young, like an infant.
Yeah.
You could have absorbed that energy.
Yeah, that's programs you get, you know, generationally handed as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like when we can clear those things, we can live from a place where the programs and the conditioning don't have us. We are just us living right. and seeing life through just us.
Right. And sometimes it can be as simple as doing a task and just clearing it up.
Yeah. Getting something done
or decided
and having a new experience. Right.
Right. Like to replace it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's like, powerful too. Like, you know, I don't know. You had that experience of just make the phone call. You know, like that you cleared something up just by doing one thing, right?
And then it became fun to be, literally, it became fun, like a game.
Yeah.
To see what else I could get done while I was sitting in a line somewhere that would right. clear something up and keep energy up. Because literally, I feel like if I had a visual and we were in a, if I was the container, like as the leaks get cleared up, it literally is like a rises to the top, and
right.
that rise to the top is my energy, is my frequency level. Cause without that, I'm focused. And when I'm focused, I'm thinking about the future or thinking about the right now that's leading me and guiding me, like calling me forward. I'm a rock star when I'm right there.
Yeah. 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 Well, you're a rock star all the time.
No,
you just might not feel like it until you get there.
That's right. I don't feel like it when I have a decision to make and I haven't made it.
Yeah. 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 And that's a symptom of the energy leak.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. And it could bleed into lots of stuff like the emotions. Well, I've loved this conversation.
Me too. This is a good one.
All right. Well, do you have anything else to share with them before we wrap up?
No, but I think we ought to do these together in the same room more often. This
Me
was
too. I'm like, we get to look at each other.
Right. It's a lot of fun. I don't know if y'all can tell we've had more fun just by listening, but it's fun. It's really good.
It's been fun. We'll definitely
do it again. This is why I love doing this with you.
That's right. It's fun.
It's wonderful.
All right.
Well, everybody have a great week.
Yeah. Don't forget to submit your stories of some energy leaks that you've cleared up or anything else that raises your vibration.
Yeah. We want to hear it.
Take care.
Bye now.